Welcome to the American Librarian Association. I am Lindsay Matvick, the Publicity Manager at Lerner Publishing Group, and I'm here with Patricia Newman, one of our favorite authors at Lerner. We've worked with her for multiple years. She's a Seibert Honoree winner for Sea Otter's Heroes, and she has done lots of books with us, including Planet Ocean, and she has a new book coming out with us called A River's Gifts, which we are very excited about. Patricia, lovely to see you in person.
It's great to see you. In fact, for all of you listening, this is the first time I met Lindsay in person today.
And it's probably been 10 years at least
it
that
has.
We've been working, maybe more. So it is lovely to be with you. I think everybody's excited to be back here at ALA in person, and we're so excited to have you. You had a panel this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about the panel?
Oh, the panel was so much fun. We talked about environmental justice, and my fellow panelists were Melina Mangal, another Lerner author, and Carol Lindstrom, author of We Are Water Protectors. And we talked about what environmental justice means to us and how librarians, educators, parents, whomever, can really help their kids find answers to environmental problems and help empower them to solve some of those problems, because we need everybody's help. Kids are probably some of the best frontline workers that the environment has, because they get it and they care a lot about what's happening out there.
And, you know, we were just talking about how the environment really is the one thing that unites all of us together. And I think that's a very clear line throughout all of your books. So what has inspired you to go down this environmental road with your books?
Well, I think it started with Plastic Ahoy. I was sitting at my breakfast table one morning eating a bowl of cereal. I opened the newspaper, and there was an article about scientists going to sea. They were the first ever to study plastic in the ocean. And I don't know what about this story captivated me, but it seemed to have everything I needed. It answered a lot of questions for me. Any of my books are, they meet an emotional need within me. You know, a lot of people think that nonfiction writers write for their audience, but I write for me. And if somebody else happens to like it, that's just icing on the cake. So there was something about this plastic in the ocean, so far out at sea, 1,000 miles away, where it's clearly a man-made problem. And here were these graduate students studying it. And I felt like these graduate students were close enough in age to a middle grade audience that kids would be excited about the science that they were doing, be excited about this discovery. And I was right. I wasn't wrong about it. And it's just led me to find more and more and more topics and more people working for our environment, studying it, trying to understand it. And every time I find out something new, I'm just floored.
And I love that your books all seem to have a call to action for the students who are reading it, for classrooms to do things together. It really brings the book home, and I think that's really inspiring for readers of all ages.
Thank you. I try to do that deliberately, primarily because people think, when they hear about environmental problems, they feel gloomy. They feel somewhat depressed about what's happening in our world. But to me, when you figure out how a certain habitat works or what a certain animal does to save that habitat, then you feel grateful for that understanding and for being a part of the complexity of nature. And through that gratitude comes this empowerment that encourages you to act. So in all of my books, there are a number of different adults, scientists, kids and teens who are really mentors for the readers.
It's lovely. And your new book, A River's Gifts, it's a little bit different than some of the other books that we've published with you. It's illustrated by Natasha Donovan, and it's absolutely stunning. I'm so excited about this book to come out. So how did you kind of make the transition to A River's Gifts? What inspired you about this story?
This story happened because my husband was talking to a colleague at work one day, and they were just chit-chatting about what are her triplets doing in the summer, right? We all talk about our kids when we're at work, right? So what are her triplets doing in the summer? And she said one of her triplets, Theo, worked as an intern on the Elwha River Restoration. I had never heard about the Elwha River Restoration. Immediately, questions started forming in my mind. What was it? Where's the Elwha River? I found out that it had two dams on the river, and these dams were removed. And I started to think, well, why were they removed? Who removed them? How did that happen? Dams just don't fall down. What happened after the dams were removed? So anytime a book idea generates those kinds of questions.
Those are big questions.
It's right. They're big questions, and it's worth looking into. So I did, and I made a list of all the different people that were probably involved in this restoration, including the local tribe, the Elwha, Lower Elwha Clallam tribe, the Olympic National Park, all of the scientists and biologists that work there, townspeople, politicians, you name it, recreationists. And there were people for taking the dams down, and there were people against taking the dams down. And it took many, many years for it to actually happen. But the national park and the tribe never gave up. And the dams finally came down, and it looks like the salmon fishery in that river is recovering. And this, it's significant because the dams ruined the salmon fishery on which the tribe depended for their livelihood, their culture, their medicine, their songs, everything. They're salmon people. So the fact that they were able to make this a huge success was finally a happy conservation story. I mean, how many times do you hear a happy conservation story?
Unfortunately, not that often.
Right. So, and the reason that this book is illustrated rather than illustrated with photos is because I start way back in time, and we didn't have photographs way back in time. So we needed the expertise of Natasha to bring to life a place and a time and a group of people that were not photographed.
It turned out absolutely beautiful. I'm so excited about it. And I love, just once again, the theme of unity and how the river really brings everybody together. And like you said, it is a positive story in the end. So we're looking forward to this book coming out. It's A River's Gifts by Patricia Newman, illustrated by Natasha Donovan. It is published by Lerner Publishing Group. It will be out this fall. And Patricia, where can people find you online?
Oh, I'm at Patricia M. Newman. .com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Patricia. So nice to be here at ALA with you.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a joy.
A River's Gifts by Patricia Newman. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Lerner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.